track 209.
In the center of the floor is this drum made by John Ashton Jr. sometime in the late 18th century, around 1780s. And there are stories around this drum that this drum was somehow used by the fighting Quaker, Nathaniel Green in the American Revolution, or that there's another story that it was at Bunker Hill. There's another story that it was beaten during the American Civil War. But the fact is that we don't actually know what the actual history of the drum is, but it's an absolutely wonderful example of a drum of its type. And so, and it absolutely dates from the period that we're interpreting in this exhibition. Note the "Anse petit placidum sub libertate quietum," meaning she seeks with the sword a quiet peace under liberty. So it's longhand for "don't tread on me." In the case behind the drum is this really wonderful American flag with 13 stars and 9 stripes. It is said that this flag represents the colonies that came together specifically to protest the Stamp Act in New York City in 1765. If that is true, this is a stunning piece of American history. The flag itself probably doesn't date to that period. There was no such flag as this at that time. However, it may well represent this significant event in American history, and it's a wonderful thing to spend some time looking at a hand-stitched American flag with 13 stars and only 9 stripes.